At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome into a new day here on the program. Welcome into a happy Monday. Hope it's starting off well for you. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. Busy weekend, but a lot of fun. I spent Saturday at Sandwich Fest, which is an outdoor street fair in Sandwich on the Cape. They have vendors lined all up and down the street. And I can tell you, I've been to other things like this, you know, similar setups where they didn't have nearly the foot traffic they had at this event. Just endless flow of people throughout the course of the day. Beautiful spot, beautiful weather. I was there talking about a ghost hunt I'm doing with the Sandwich Chamber of Commerce on the 19th at the Daniel Webster Inn and the Old Town Hall. And so many people had stories to share with me about some of the older colonial era houses that were surrounding us and some of the ghost stories associated with them. So looking forward to getting out back out to Sandwich in a couple of weeks. So that was my Saturday throughout the day. Then I had to try a South Shore bar pizza that's getting a lot of rave reviews from people. So I stopped at Trading Post Lounge. And I got to say, while the pizza was very good, seemed a little too doughy for me to be considered South Shore bar pizza. But hey, maybe, you know, everybody's got their own qualifications, I guess. Still excellent pizza. And then yesterday, of course, was the Podkawa 5K. Another great weather day. I think everybody can agree that I'm not a runner, so I could be wrong in here, but you know, that's the kind of day that's perfect for it. Nice and cool, but not cold, not overly warm. The race route itself has a lot of shade, a lot of trees that cover it. There's a few spots where there's, you know, some wide open space where you got the sun, but for the most part, you were shaded. And personally, I beat my time from last year by about 10 minutes. So I was pretty excited about that. For a while, I was concerned that I wasn't going to do so. I was like, oh, gee, I started off strong and then I started to feel kind of slowed down. Because when I go on the treadmill at the gym, I don't do a lot of cardio. My weight loss doctor has told me not to spend a lot of time doing the cardio. She said, you know, do your mile, because I insist on doing a mile to start my workouts. She's like, do your mile and then move on to weights, because that's better for you. So I'm used to doing 1 mile at a time. And I was, well, now I'm going to do 3.1 miles, 3.2 miles, whatever 5K is. So I was like, I don't know that I'm going to be able to keep up the pace. But I kept the pace up for what it normally takes me to walk a mile. So I was pretty happy with myself at the end. Certainly, the more important part is they had a record-breaking number of participants, over 1,300 people, and that's a lot of money raised to help with families battling cancer here on the South Coast. So thank you to everybody who took part in that. Thank you to everybody who donated to my fundraising efforts for it, because I hit my goal. I had set a $250 goal, which is just what it sets for you automatically. And over the course of Saturday, I got some donations that rounded out everything, and we were able to raise that money. And I'm sure many people out there raised even more. So thank you all, to, you know, whether you donated to me or to others. And if not to this event, you know, for the others that you donate to. And then last night, I went home after the 5K and I was like, oh man, I am feeling pretty tired. I think not so much from just the 3 miles of walking, but also from the fact that I was outside all day Saturday. And I, you know, when you're talking to people, you got to keep your energy up. And that can wear you out a bit. So I don't, you know, I had to get up early Saturday. I had to get up early Sunday. So I was just feeling kind of tired. So I took a nap. Woke up to see the Patriots surprisingly ahead, 7-3 in that game, but they could not hold on. And in fact, you know, some costly penalties toward the end of the game could have, they could have won that game. But instead, now 1-4. So I don't know what they do from here, but I guess we just ride this out. This is what the season's going to be. And then once the game was over, I mean, it was pretty over, but once it was over, I jumped in the shower and then I went off to the Vets, the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Providence to see Susie Eddie Izzard. The first time that I've ever gone there, and what a facility. If you have never been to a show there, I can't recommend it enough. It was super easy. It was a Sunday night, so, you know, the Washington Bridge wasn't so bad. Just kind of flew right over it. Drove into the north parking garage for the Providence Place. Got a parking space on the street level, walked out, and then right around the corner, there was the entrance to the Vets. And then when I left, that's the important part, when I left, was able to get right to my car, pull right out, and get right on the highway. No traffic, no waiting. And in fact, I went to go look for a parking kiosk inside the mall to pay my parking, because I was reading about it on the Vets website. They do have a lot directly across from the entrance to the theater that you can spend $20 to park in. And honestly, it looks like a spot well worth $20 for a short walk over to the front entrance. And then looks like a pretty easy exit afterwards. And I gave a lot of thought to that. And then I was like, you know what? If I don't spend the $20, if I go to the mall garage instead and I walk a little bit, I'll probably save a lot of money. Because on the website it says you can park for $2 for 5 hours. And I was like, well, that's perfect. I'm not going to be here for 5 hours. But then when I went to go pay the kiosk, they all had a sign that said, you know, not working, pay at the gate. And I was like, well, now we're going to have to wait, because everybody's going to be paying at the exit gate. But they just had the arm up and I didn't pay anything to park. I don't know if it's that way all the time for shows over there, but certainly I will try that again next time I go to something over there. But a great show, hilarious show. Even though it is the remix tour and it's Eddie Izzard's comedy from the last 35 years, it was reworked. So it was a very ingenious way of playing the hits while also offering fresh new perspective. And I think I'll be going to see a lot more shows there because of the ease of getting in and out, the quality of the facility, the helpfulness of the staff. I mean, everything was just great. And if you get a cocktail, so just a little word of advice, if you go there, on the first floor, they have beer and wine. But if you go up to the second floor or to the lower level, the basement level, they have bars that have cocktails, mixed drinks. And they give them to you in a sippy cup. Like with a little lid that you spin like you would give to a kid. So yeah, I took that cup home for sure. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call me here at the studio. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. There's a story that I saw that happened yesterday morning that I can't believe these things still happen. As someone who covered youth sports for just about 20 years, I had to deal with so many stories, and not always locally, but the bigger conversations that would happen elsewhere in the state or elsewhere in the country would lead to local conversations about the behavior of parents at youth sports games. And apparently yesterday, there was a youth football game happening in Saugus between Saugus and Salem. And a fight broke out with five or six people involved that led to the game being canceled. So now these kids had their game canceled because these adults, supposed adults, could not control themselves. Now, to be fair, it says five to six people. So I don't know. It says that it was triggered by an argument between a Saugus parent and a Salem parent. So is it possible that, you know, some of the people involved were some of the kids of those parents who also were involved in the fight, perhaps. But the fact that there were even two adults involved, you would think that people would know better by now. That you are there to see children play sports, not act like children yourselves. But it happens entirely too often. And not every time does it reach a level where it makes the news. So sometimes it's a matter of the league can handle things internally without the authorities having to be called in. Sometimes it's a matter of it just diffuses. But it's still, I don't understand why it has to happen at all. Why is it so hard for people to control themselves for a couple of hours? Why can't they think to themselves, this is not the time and place for what my natural instinct is to do? And this isn't a fight, there was just an overblown argument. This was physical. That somebody decided that in a stadium full of families with children of all ages present, as well as the children on the field, we should get into a physical altercation. That led to Saugus Youth Football and Cheer releasing a statement apologizing to the athletes and their families. I think the ones not involved. They said, it is in moments like this that we can reflect on our purpose as guardians and mentors and take time to teach our children that the actions of today are not the norm and negatively affects everyone and involved, the statement said. And by the way, when they say the actions of today, they don't mean like the world today. They mean like what happened in the stadium yesterday. And And I just don't understand why parents can't control themselves. Even if you are the kind of person that flies off the handle at home, you would think you would keep a public face. I mean, I covered high school games for a number of years, not only as a sports writer, but even before that, when I was in high school, doing play-by-play for the local cable access. And I wasn't very good at it, but somebody had to do it. And so we would be in the booth of Wareham High School's Spillane Field. And I don't know that there wasn't a week that went by that somebody's mother didn't get spoken to. Sometimes it was, and a lot of times it was the same person's mother, but didn't get spoken to for just the way she conducted herself in front of these other families. And we used to bring out the studio, Mr. Finney, if you're listening, well, you can't really do anything to us anymore, but just pretend I didn't say this part. We used to bring the studio cameras from our high school TV studio that we used to make the morning announcements program. We used to bring those out onto the football field. And we had one at the top of the stands, and we had one down on the field level. And we could say to that one at the top of the stands, like, hey, zoom in on the fight. Zoom in on what's going on. And then we could kind of just watch on the monitor what was happening. And it never made sense to me that somebody would act that way. And I thought for years that it was because this person must have been drinking. Well, come to find out, no, that's just how they are. I'm sure some of you out there have youth sports horror stories. I know I got into it with an opposing coach once. And I got into it with the parent, you know, because I was the coach, a coach. I got into it with the parent of one of the players who felt like we were holding his kid back at 6 years old because we didn't give him as many opportunities at the plate as we should have, or at least in the father's eyes. And I had to explain to him, we don't dictate playing time in T-ball. That is something that is equal among everybody. Well, T-ball and instructional league, but we don't dictate playing time. We're told that everybody gets equal playing time. And this guy just didn't want to hear it. He thought that his son was too good, and that his son deserved to be on the field every minute of every game. And now you know that young man is Shohei Ohtani. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what happened to that young man. He's probably in college right now. But I did not keep up with the youth baseball in town because my son stopped playing. And I was like, well, I'm not involved if you're not involved. He moved on to swimming from there and just did that year round. But there are parents that are like that just insist that they know better, yet will not actually step up and be involved with coaching the team or running the league or anything like that. And if they did, they'd find out pretty quickly that what they thought and what is actuality are two different things. Anyway, 508-996-0500. A little bit later on, we will have your first cash code for Money Talks of the week and of the day. We'll have 10 throughout the course of the day today. And this is the final week of Money Talks. So this is your final week to gather up those codes and get all those entries to be entered to win $30,000. Of course, Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Mirasol's Cafe in Dartmouth, and now in Fairhaven. Don't forget to download the Mirasol's app. to make it even easier and quicker to pick up your Mirasol's goodies. We also have another contest, a new contest at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. This week we are giving away tickets to Mariah Carey's Christmas Time. The Queen of Christmas is coming to Boston's TD Garden, and it's going to be a big, big show. She'll be playing all of your Christmas favorites as well as some of your favorites from Mariah's catalog. And it's going to be happening December 5th, Thursday, December 5th at TD Garden. And we'll be giving away tickets this week. So you can go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app to enter. And Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue. The home of the purple dot where you can try before you buy. And where they had a Rackhouse Club tasting on Saturday and I couldn't make it. And they tried a new dark arts that I haven't had a chance to try yet. So I'm going to have to stop by. See if there's a purple dot at some point this week. All right, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Baby, I don't want to take advice from fools. I'll just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you.
And of course, that's the Gin Blossoms, till I hear it from you. But now it is time to hear it from Phil Devitt. That is all of the top stories of the day. Take it away, Phil.
Hurricane Milton heads for land as the South recovers from Helene. A surprising announcement from Pope Francis and a critically panned movie still makes it to number one.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Milton is quickly increasing as it moves toward Florida. Chris Caraggio with the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis advised those in the storm's path to evacuate, cautioning that time is running out. Milton is forecast to continue intensifying and making Category 4 strength by Tuesday, minimally weakening before landing in Florida Wednesday, according to the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Milton is expected to hit Florida as a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher. DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 51 counties. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Kamala Harris was back in North Carolina over the weekend to survey the damage left by Helene. The Democratic presidential candidate met with emergency officials on Saturday after arriving in Charlotte for a briefing on the ongoing recovery efforts. Former President Trump is criticizing Harris over the federal response. Speaking at a rally in Juneau, Wisconsin on Sunday, Trump said disaster relief efforts remain underfunded.
They send hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign nations. And you know what they're giving our people? $750.
Over 225 people have died and hundreds are still missing as a result of Hurricane Helene. Dubai's Emirates Airline is banning walkie-talkies and pagers on flights. The airline announced the new policy on Friday and also said flights to and from Beirut, Lebanon's capital, will be canceled until October 15th. This comes after pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah exploded last month and killed dozens. Pope Francis made a surprising announcement after speaking on the conflict in the Middle East and the anniversary of the October 7th attacks on Israel. The Pope picked 21 new cardinals who will begin their appointments on December 8th. Cardinals are high members in the church, second only to the Pope, and act as his advisors. One of the highest regards of the cardinals is electing a successor to the Pope. And with the addition of 21 new cardinals, Francis has chosen a diverse body to add global representation to the Vatican. Officials are warning of illegal online pharmacies selling counterfeit pills made with fentanyl and meth. Rob Martier has more.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration issued a public safety alert on Friday, saying there's been an increase in illegal online, often foreign-based websites that are targeting Americans. The DEA says it's found websites in the Dominican Republic and India that have been working with drug traffickers but claim to be legitimate, based in the U.S. or approved by the FDA. A warning was also issued by the CDC this week about a potential public health risk from ordering what appears to be prescription medications from online pharmacies. I'm Rob Martier.
It's no joke. Joker, Folly Adieu, didn't do so hot at the weekend box office. The Joaquin Phoenix Lady Gaga film earned $40 million in its debut weekend. Not a strong showing, but still putting the film at number one. Beetlejuice hanging on to the number three spot as we inch toward Halloween. That movie has made $265 million since it released a little over a month ago.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, 15-10. They host the Houston Texans this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. And the Celtics are 2-0 to start the preseason after sweeping the Nuggets in the NBA Abu Dhabi games. Defending champs opening their exhibition schedule with a four-point victory on Friday before dominating Denver 130-104 on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A strong cold front moving in with possible thunderstorms and showers. Temperatures seasonable, topping out in the upper 60s. Clearing tonight. Sun returns on Tuesday. Seasonable temps once again. And feeling cooler as we get toward the end of the week. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Seastreak Sunset Cruise. Take in the sights of historic New Bedford from the water on Saturday, October 12th. Book now at seastreak.com. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So one thing that I hope that we get some more information on today is that murder, that homicide that took place in New Bedford on Thursday night. You heard Phil mention it at the top of the hour news. So we didn't get a lot of details. In fact, I had requested information pretty much right after I drove by and saw the body in the road. From the police. The police got back to me Friday morning and said, you know, this is the DA will handle this, which is sure sign that somebody died. And so I forwarded it all. Well, I think I'd already emailed the DA's office. But I got this automated message back that the regular spokesperson was out and to send it to these other two folks that work over there. And it was like just about almost 5 o'clock Friday afternoon when we got the information. Now, this isn't a matter of, you know, someone was waiting to the last minute for a Friday afternoon news dump. This is more they were tracking down and arresting the suspect involved. And he will be arraigned today. His name is Angel Avellino. And he will be arraigned today in New Bedford District Court. There was also an Angel Avellino from Lynn who was arrested in 2019 on drug charges and also arrested back in June of this year for shoplifting warrants, assault and battery, and larceny from a building. So I don't know if this person is from Lynn and, you know, has been allegedly committing crimes in Lynn, why they were in New Bedford. We have not gotten any information about the victim outside of the fact that it was a 50-year-old man. Sorry, 50. Did I say 51? 51-year-old man. So we don't know any of the details. Hopefully we find out more information today following the arraignment. But this is now, what, 6 homicides since the beginning of August? Now, one of those appears to have been a domestic-type situation. One, if I remember, a couple of them were situations like that. Not actually any kind of threat to the public, per se. But people want answers. People want something. And I don't know what you do at this point. Because this is an unusually high number of homicides in a very short period of time. Essentially within a 2-month window. If you had that many homicides in the entire year, you would say, wow, that's a lot. But this has happened within a 2-month period. And different circumstances for each one, but do people feel less safe hearing these stories and hearing this information? Well, I will ask you, do you feel less safe? This one on Thursday night happened in an area that I drive through frequently. What were the circumstances? I think that makes a difference. If these were people that knew each other, if this was some kind of an argument, if this was some kind of a deal gone bad. So like I said, hopefully we get answers on that today following the arraignment of Angel Avellino of Lynn. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Why don't I take a break here and we'll be back in just a few moments. And the lights are flashing on. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was super busy this weekend, as I'm sure many of you were. And now here it is Monday and you're thinking to yourself, well, now I've got to get caught up with the laundry. Well, as hectic as my schedule was all weekend, I didn't get a chance to throw any laundry in. Now we've got even more laundry we got to worry about. And when am I going to get to it? Because now the work week is here again. The kids have sports practice. We've got everything going on. How am I going to get to this? Well, if you are tired of juggling laundry and your hectic schedule, Dash Laundromat has got your back. They have these brand new lockers right outside of Dash, located at One State Road in Dartmouth. You just show up. You use their app. You get the PIN code. You enter up. You go in there. You open the locker. You leave your laundry, they'll take the laundry out, wash it, dry it, fold it, put it back in the locker. You can come back and pick it up whenever it works for you. So it's not about when you can get there. It's about just leaving it and having them take care of it for you. It's simple, it's safe, and it saves you lots of time. So all you have to do to get started with that or any of Dash's other great services is download the app. Go to the App Store, find the Dash Laundromat app, download it. It's super easy. And make sure you follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to see some of their great videos and content that show you how Dash can make your life a lot easier. And you know what? It's not just about you and your home as well. If you are a local business, let's just say you've got, you know, a catering business or a restaurant, and you've got all these tablecloths that need to get laundered all the time, Dash can do that for you as well. They can even come and pick them up, Wash them, dry them, fold them, and return them to you ready to go back on the table. So what are you waiting for? Download the free Dash Laundromat app today and see just how quick and easy doing your laundry really can be. And it's my favorite new way to do laundry, by not doing laundry at all. Thank you so much, Dash. You have made my life so much better. And you know what I'm going to do with all the time that I'm saving from not having to fold laundry? I'm going to go and dirty up more laundry because Dash has my back. All right, 508-996-0500. That's my number. If you want to call in and chime in with any of the things we've been talking about today. I got a message on App Chat from Terry who says, how did you finish in the 5K? Well, I know I didn't say what the time was. Again, you know, I'm not a runner. I'm not even much of a walker. I've been doing my mile on the treadmill each time I go to the gym. But the important thing to me was three things, really. One is I hit my fundraising goal. So that goes toward helping South Coast families battling cancer. Two, I did not finish at the end. And in fact, for the most part, I was in the front end of the walkers throughout the entire duration of the course, which last year I was, you know, bringing up the rear. But that also could be because they had, you know, a record number of participants and some of them might have just been slower. But in 2023, I finished the 5K at 104.39.3, and unofficially. And this year, I finished unofficially at 54.51.5. So I shaved 10 minutes off. Last year, I averaged a 20.49 mile. And this year, I averaged a 17.40 mile, which is about what it takes me to do a mile at the gym. I take about 17 minutes. Some days, if I'm feeling kind of tired, I'll go a little slower and it takes me about 20 minutes. So I really wanted to just come in under an hour and I did. So yeah, I know a lot of people complete a 5K in, you know, 15 minutes. That's not me. I don't know if I'll ever get to that point. I don't like the process of running enough to want to push myself to that point. But I guess, you know, next year, I'll try to improve on that time even more. Maybe get down to 45 minutes. With another year of cardio, another year of weight loss, it's possible. So never think that it's too late for you to start doing something to better your health, because even just getting out and walking can make a lot of difference. And that course is a great course to walk. You leave the South Coast Health Building on Mill Road. You walk down Mill Road. You take a left down. I don't know the name of that road. But it's mostly flat until you get toward the end of the race course. And then it starts to go uphill. They have you do a turnaround. And then you get to be downhill the rest of the way. It's literally all downhill from there. Well, until it gets kind of flat again. But it really is a beautiful course that just feels quick and easy. Years ago, I did a 5K, a walk, not a run, in Brockton for breast cancer. And I had to walk across Brockton. It started at Brockton High School and it went to Brockton Hospital, which just seems so much longer than the 5K that we did on yesterday morning. And it was torturous. because you're going down this road and then go after go this road because of the traffic and this road and that road. The going all through Brockton was crazy. You got to cross busy streets. That's why the Podkawa 5K is so great. Nice, quiet race course. They shut the road down for the most part. The road, the main road that you're walking on, they still have the, on Mill Road, they still have some traffic going. So you can be a little bit careful. But then once you get on that side road, no traffic, super easy. So hopefully some of you will come out and take part in it with me next year. All right, I've got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. All right, that is going to do it for hour number one of the program this morning. Stay tuned. We have more coming your way. And of course, we will take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, your app chat messages, your open line voicemails, if you want to leave those. But also the important part, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll have your first Money Talks cash code of the day, the first of 10 that you will receive throughout the course of the day today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.